This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a stopgap budget that removes Obamacare funding last week. Now, lacking the votes in the Senate and under threat of a presidential veto, the government moves towards, slowly, to, by some accounts, a shutdown. We are interested in the politics of the move to shut down the government and what we can expect over the next few days. Who wins when the country is losing? According to a recent poll, only 19% of Americans support a government shutdown, but the country is evenly split over who to blame for the situation. In the second half of this Source, we're going to be talking about brain development in babies, but first, the looming government shutdown over Obamacare and the role that Texas Senator Ted Cruz is playing in the middle of all this. Joining us is Professor David Crockett. He is the chair of political science at the Trinity University, and Alan Abramowitz. He's a professor of political science at Emory University. Welcome to the Source.
Good to be here.
Glad to be with you.
So let me ask you, Professor Crockett, what is happening right now? We know that Ted Cruz is doing a filibuster, and he's filibustering the stopgap spending bill that includes the stripping out of Obamacare. Why would he be filibustering basically the bill that he's been fighting for?
Well, if the bill comes up for a vote, then it's possible for the senators to put that stuff back in, and he's trying to prevent that thing from happening.
So he's trying to preserve the strip out of Obamacare funding. So how does a filibuster accomplish that?
Well, he can keep on talking and talking, and in theory, if he has infinite stamina, then this vote can never take place, and you can't keep funding the government until someone caves, presumably in his view, perhaps the presidents and the Democrats.
But if it does come to a vote, he's trying to keep it from coming to a vote. I'm just trying, because this filibuster is happening right now, and he's talking, he's going on and on, and so this is a test of his personal stamina. But they could shut him down anytime they wanted to, couldn't they? Don't they have the votes to end the filibuster?
Well, they can call a cloture vote anytime, and as long as they have 60 votes, that would shut him down. And I suspect that's something they could get eventually, although I imagine his own party would allow him some grace to go for a period of time before you'd have some Republicans vote to shut down the filibuster and go ahead with one.
Professor Abramowitz, is this an unusual situation? Have we gone through something like this before?
We've had government shutdowns before. In this case, what Senator Cruz is involved in, though, just to set the record straight, it's not really a true filibuster. It's been described aptly, I think, by one of the Washington Post columnists as a faulabuster, F-A-U-X, because he's actually just using time that's already been allocated to the Republicans in the Senate to discuss the issue. He's not really extending the time of debate, and the Republican Party leaders in the Senate have already indicated that they will not support a filibuster on the funding bill. This is really Ted Cruz playing to the cameras.
Is the media doing a good job of explaining that?
Probably not. I think that people who are following this in a rather superficial way will simply see a clip of Ted Cruz standing up there talking against Obamacare. That will please a large segment of the Republican base. The people that Ted Cruz is interested in appealing to, because what Ted Cruz is really trying to do here is raise his profile and perhaps launch his 2016 presidential campaign.
So we're seeing that Ted Cruz is not very popular with some of his fellow Republican lawmakers.
No, he's not. In fact, he may very well be the most unpopular member of the Senate right now, and that includes a lot of members of his own party. There are a handful of other Republicans who support what he's doing, but not very many.
It reminds me of what Molly Ivan said about Phil Graham, that he's so unpopular that not even his friends like him.
Well, in the case of Ted Cruz, he just doesn't have very many friends in the U.S. Senate right now.
What are there any numbers that indicate how this might be playing before the public? What do we know about public opinion on this event?
I haven't seen any polling specifically on this filibuster or on, you know, Ted Cruz's position on this. So the limited polling we've seen so far has been on the broader issue of the government shutdown, you know, and the Republican strategy of defunding Obamacare.
So you've authored the book, The Polarized Public, Why America is So Dysfunctional. Why the American government is so dysfunctional.
Right.
Does this seem to, you know, play right into that wheelhouse?
It does. I mean, I think we're seeing a perfect example here of what happens when you combine these extremely polarized parties with divided government. And it just doesn't work. Because with divided government, as we have now, the only way to get anything done is through some sort of bipartisan compromise. And, you know, in the past, you know, that was possible when the parties weren't so divided. But, you know, with the divisions we have now, it's just very difficult to reach any kind of compromise. You've got, you know, the Republican base is sort of pulling Republicans in Congress in one direction, you know, and the Democratic voters and their base is pulling them in exactly the opposite direction.
Well, something has to be keeping the Republican Party away from compromise because, in past generations, they were able to do it. What's different now?
Well, I think the main thing that's different now is that their own base has moved much further to the right. And also what's happened is that we've seen a real growing divide between the types of constituencies represented by Republicans and Democrats. So the large majority of Republicans, certainly in the House, represent safe Republican districts. There are probably only a handful of Republicans in the House now who represent districts where they're really in any danger of losing a general election. In the Senate, that's not quite as true, but we're still seeing an awful lot of Republicans in the Senate represent states that are very strongly Republican. So these Republican members of Congress are worried primarily about, you know, how their own base is going to respond or perceives the issue. And on the issue of health care, there's no question that the Republican base, you know, strongly supports defunding Obamacare. As much as that strategy might not, you know, work well or play out well within the larger electorate.
We're talking about the polarized public and why the American government is so dysfunctional. That's the title of the book written by Emory political science professor Alan Abramoff. We also got David Crockett here. He's the chair of political science department at Trinity University. We're going to open the phones for your calls. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. What do you think about the filibuster that Ted Cruz is doing right now? What do you think about the defunding of the government shutdown possibly happening? Give us a call. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The U.S. Senate is taking up, or will take up eventually when Ted Cruz stops talking, the stopgap budget measure. Right now it includes defunding of Obamacare. We expect the Senate to put the funding back in and then kick it over to the House, and we move to the next stage of trying to avoid a government shutdown. Talking about the politics, the impact, what this might mean, we've got Professor David Crockett. He's the chair of the political science department at Trinity University, and Alan Abramowitz is the professor of political science at Emory University. His book is Polarized Public, Why the American Government is So Dysfunctional. Let me ask you, Professor Crockett, we're talking about This is a very charged situation. You know, not shutting down the government is never easy, and this has happened before, and Republicans lost under Newt Gingrich, and he lost his speakership over that. Aren't they worried about this could happen again?
Well, in 1995, when they lost, they certainly lost the public relations battle with Bill Clinton. Gingrich didn't lose his speakership until he botched the whole impeachment question. That's when he lost it. But Republicans lost the public relations battle, but I don't know that that really affected what happened in 1996. Most of the things that I look at in terms of why things happened in 1996 is because of the economy, and Clinton was popular, and Republicans retained control of both houses of Congress. So I tend to think that unless there's a shutdown this year that's catastrophically long and debilitating, a year from now people are going to be more concerned with the economy and whether things are going well. There are certain structural features of politics right now that advantage Republicans going into the midterm election, regardless of what happens this week or next. And those will probably end up being much more important than whether Ted Cruz can go 24 hours or not.
Our phone line is open. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. If you want to let us know what you think about what's happening, how mad would you be if there was a government shutdown and about these extreme measures that is going on to try to defund Obamacare. So, Professor Abramowitz, the Ted Cruz, I mean, I covered him when he was running for office, and he's pretty much doing exactly what he said he was going to do. I asked him when he was running, and says, people say you don't have the personality to work in a legislative body, and he pretty much agreed with that, and he's showing us that he wasn't lying. So, so we've got Ted Cruz for a while. But this is not going to weigh on the Republican numbers, or not the rest of the Republican Party saying, Ted, you got to tone it down?
Well, I pretty much agree with what Professor Crockett said. I doubt that the government shutdown, even if we have a shutdown, if it's not too prolonged, we'll end up having a big impact on the 2014 midterm elections. What could have a bigger impact on the 2014 midterm elections would be what's coming next after the government shutdown, which is the possibility of a default on the debt, because that we're coming up on the debt ceiling debate, and that's another opportunity for Ted Cruz and his allies to try to press for defunding or delaying the implementation of Obamacare as the price for voting to raise the debt ceiling. And so, if it comes to that, that has the potential, I think, to have a significant impact on the economy, because if we actually have an actual default, which has never happened in the country's history, that could have some significant negative economic consequences. And that's where I think there's a potential for some real effect. I'm not saying that's going to happen. It's hard to imagine that Republican leaders would allow it to reach that point, but there is that threat out there.
We're going to go to the phones. Our phone number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You can also email your comments to thesource@tpr.org. And Beverly is on the line. Beverly, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you. I just wanted to say that the last time the GOP House caused problems about the budget and the debt ceiling, the stock market dived back in 2011, and the value of my IRA went down by about 2 years' worth of income. I'm retired now. Eventually, it took a long time. It recouped. But when you take that big a hit, you never get back to where you would have been if you wouldn't have taken that hit in the first place. And now they're all set to do it to us again. You know, anybody who's got a 401k or an IRA has to be impacted by this kind of government obstructionism that's going on.
All right, Beverly, thank you for that phone call. So Dr. Crockett, she's got a 401k. She's concerned about her IRA. They take a hit. These are real people that are being impacted by what we're hearing is actually just a games that are being played in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, there's no question that real people can be harmed by that. The question is whether they have political implications a year from now. So that's not necessarily something that's going to be in the calculus of the senators who are standing up there talking right now.
Okay, back to the phones. James is on the line. James, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hello, thank you. First of all, let me say, David Martinez, I love your show. I listen to it every day. It's my favorite on NPR.
Oh, thank you.
Second that I would like to say is that one of the things that has me concerned with Senator Cruz's actions is that, we had the abortion scandal here in Texas, which was national news, and then you have Ted Cruz up there, and I'm afraid it makes Texas look like far more of a rogue state than it actually is. I'll just
okay.
Line now.
All right,
thank
James.
You.
Thank you for that call. I appreciate your comments. So, Professor Abramowitz, Texas getting beat up here. Are we getting beat up here? You're up there, and you're outside of Texas. You can tell us what the view looks like from out there.
Well, I'm here. I'm in Georgia, and I would say that our political leaders could stand up to those in Texas very well when it comes to taking some pretty far out positions. but I guess they're not quite as prominent as yours. Certainly, Ted Cruz is getting a lot of national publicity. And before Ted Cruz, there was Rick Perry, and of course, George Bush. And so, Texas has been a very high profile state and has big impact on American politics, especially on the Republican Party in recent years. A lot of Republican Party leaders can come out of the state of Texas. And Ted Cruz is just the latest example of that.
Okay, and back to the phones. Victor is on the line. Victor, welcome to The Source.
Hi. How are you today?
Doing great, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, I think that if there is a government shutdown, all those politicians in the House of Representatives and the Senate should have their paychecks stopped. Because if I made six figures and a government shutdown meant that my paycheck wouldn't stop, I would be in no hurry to fix anything.
Okay. Victor, that's a great idea. I don't think the Congress would vote and pass that idea, but they would certainly is an interesting point of view. It shows you that the public is not very happy with the Congress's working approval rating right now. What is the approval rating right now for Congress, Professor Abramowitz?
It's pretty low. I think that the latest numbers I've seen are somewhere in the vicinity of 15% approval. Congress has had a pretty low approval rating for some time, but it doesn't necessarily translate into a big turnover in the makeup of Congress. It seems like the voters go back to the polls and reelect most of the same members of Congress anyway. As long as we keep reelecting the same people to Congress, we're going to keep getting the same results. Even if we don't like them.
Because a lot of people think, well, it's not my congressman, it's all the other
congressmen. Well, that's right, and people vote on party. The opinions about the performance of Congress collectively don't have much impact. People are generally voting for Congress along party lines, and you have Democratic districts and Republican districts, and there are just a small number of these swing districts that the way that lines are drawn right now, as I think Professor Crockett indicated earlier, sort of favors Republicans. They after the 2010 midterm elections, they controlled redistricting in a lot of the key states, and as a result, they drew the lines in a way that favored their party's chances. And so in 2012, even though Democratic candidates actually won more than a million votes more than Republican candidates across the country, the Republicans easily kept control of the House.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Michael is on the line. Welcome to The Source, Michael.
Hello. I think Senator Cruz is doing the right thing. I think he is representing most of the people, I should say the majority of people in Texas, and I hope he continues to do so. Thank you a lot.
All right, Michael, thank you for that phone call. Appreciate it. And so, Professor Crockett, Ted Cruz representing Texas, you say that he certainly is representing the voters of Texas, or at least.
Well, it just shows that there are two different views on this. There are a lot of people, and a lot of people in Texas, who like what he's doing, who are passionate about defeating Obamacare by hook or by crook, and would support his actions here. So, you've got two different sides to the story.
But when you have Ted Cruz up there, he's doing the Jimmy Stewart routine in front of the cameras right now. To all the networks, the cable news networks are covering him, and they're raising his profile. And so, Professor Abramowitz, do you definitely think this is something that he's doing as a way to increase his name for presidency?
I think that this will play very well with. The Republican base back in Texas and with the Republican base across the country.
But is that base shrinking? Will things like this shrink that base?
Well, you know, over time, you know, because of the demographic changes that are taking place in Texas as well as in the nation as a whole, the Republican base is shrinking. But it's you know, this is a very gradual process. So,
We're seeing other Republicans calling out Ted Cruz, calling
right.
him a fraud, and then we're having other Republican leaders saying, "Stick up for Ted Cruz." I mean, this is tearing at the fabric of the GOP.
That's right. I mean, there's a real divide within the Republican Party right now over what's going on with not just Ted Cruz, but you know, with the House vote to defund Obamacare, and a lot of Republican leaders, including some very prominent Republican strategists and leaders like Karl Rove, have been very critical of this and speaking out and saying that this is a very bad idea and it's going to hurt the Republican Party. The problem is that most of the Republicans in the House who are voting to defund Obamacare and people like Ted Cruz represent these strongly Republican districts and states. And so, you know, what they're doing is popular back home. And it's not going to hurt them at all back home. In fact, it's going to reinforce their support back home.
So quickly, how do you stop American government from being so dysfunctional?
Well, in my view, you know, we have to figure out how to get out of the situation of as long as we're going to have this deep divide between the parties, we have to figure out ways to avoid this situation of divided government that we have now.
So that's not going to happen anytime soon. So buckle up. We're going to have more of this.
It's not going to happen real soon, though.
All right. All right, so I want to thank a professor of political science at Emory University, Alan Abramowitz. His book is Polarized Public, Why the American Government is So Dysfunctional. David Crockett, chair of political science at Trinity University. This is The Source on KSTX.